And thank you for taking the time to tune in today. You know, I believe that time is probably one of our most precious commodities. So it really means a lot to me that you take the time to tune in and listen to see what the Lord has put on my spirit to pass along. And I really also appreciate and enjoy the feedback. I love hearing and learning how God is helping you to grow in Him. That's my goal, for all of us to grow and mature in Him, that we can become that mature body of Christ, the mature church that He needs to come forth in this hour. Because we can see by looking around us that this world is in desperation for the true and living God to be made manifest. And that perfectly was a setup for my topic for today. You know, when the Spirit of God does something, it's like that, and it is perfect. He can take a what seemingly could be a negative worldly experience, and He can flip that thing into one of the most positive spiritual things you've ever partook of. And that's actually what I want to talk about here today. I was watching a few weeks ago, actually, is when it was, I was watching some of the events that are unfolding in our country and even around the world, and my heart was so grieved at what was going on. And let me just say, I'm not getting into that fight and that argument. That's not my focus today, okay? It's a spiritual battle. That's my focus, and the Spirit of God is what is driving my efforts and my energies. So what I was feeling at that time as I was watching it, I was looking at all the acting out and all the things going on in my heart. In my heart, I was just saying, what has happened that mankind feels such a rage within? And my heart was just really heavy over that, as I'm sure many of y'all were as well. And then, just like that, I began to feel the Spirit of God within me. And I began to feel the Spirit of God giving me understanding. I began to feel the heart of God and His love for man. He began opening my understanding and showing me that man is His creation. And He created man to inhabit in the fullness. And I began to feel that and understand that. And it completely changed my point of view and the way I was viewing and looking. And then it's like I began to understand. I was like, oh my word, the rage from within is the creation. The creature is groaning for something, but they don't even know what they're groaning for. They don't even know who they're groaning to. And I began to understand there's a void in man. There's a void in that is crying out. The only thing man knows to fill that void is of this world. But we as Christians, as believers, we know that Jesus Christ is what fills that void. The true and living God who created man to inhabit in His fullness. That's what they're longing for. They don't even know that. And that is why it's incumbent upon us to pursue and seek for that. Let me back up just a second and bring in a scripture. This is the scripture that came to my mind. Romans 8:22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Verse 23. So that's the first part, actually, that I was talking about regarding the man and the crying and the groaning and the longing for. But then you go a little further in verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also. And that's where it becomes incumbent upon us. Are you not feeling a groaning and a pressing in your spirit that there's something missing, there's something there? Well, I tell you, there's a fullness of God to inhabit us that's missing. And that's a promise that God has made for us in this last day. Do you believe what the Word of God says, that there's a last day move of God? What do we talk about? I hear it quoted so many times, the latter house is greater than the former house. Well, it's time for that move of God to come forth right now. If not now, when? We need it. This generation needs it. And we need to seek God for it. We need to press God to become the vessels that He can use. I want to be right up in the middle of what God's doing. I believe in the true and living God. I believe in the power of deliverance. I believe in the power of God to destroy the yokes. And I believe that as we become those vessels, we can take that deliverance to this world, because that's what they're crying for. They don't need another hug around the neck. They need deliverance. They need the yokes destroyed, and we have got to become those vessels that are equipped to do that. That is the love of God, and that's what I began to feel, was that love of God for man. So, I know this may have come across a little different than you were expecting, but that's how the Lord brought it to me. It has sure inspired me. It's given me understanding to where we are in time. Do I understand and know how it's going to all play out? No, I have general things that the Word of God has told us, but do I know, like, you know, everything that it's going to look like? No, I don't, but I'm positioning myself to be in tune with the Spirit of God so that I am ready to move and act according to His will, and letting Him shape me and mold me to become His vessel. And that's what I want you to do as well. We need to be that army of God going forth in this earth, taking that true and living God to this lost and dying world. I tell you, children of God, if ever was a time to pray, now's the time to pray. I say there's two ways you can pray. One, you can pray what I was talking about a minute ago, to become that vessel of God that He can use, but also, you can stand your ground in the Spirit of God and tell the enemy he's not winning this fight, that he can cause folks to act up all he wants to, but it's not going to change what God has planned for man. It's not going to change what God is going to do in the earth. And you can just hold your ground right there and just dare to call the devil's bluff on it. Say, no, you're not going to prevail. We know what God has prepared for man, and we as believers intend to be part of it, and we're going to win as many souls as we can and affect as many people as we can for Jesus Christ. I tell you, it just caused something to stir up in my spirit and a press for a move of God, and a press to see Him make manifest to this generation to become something that people can latch hold of. Don't you want to see the heart of man changed? Everybody talks about a change, but the Spirit of God is the only one that can change a man's heart. Man can try to govern a lot of his behaviors and try to keep things in check, but without the Spirit of God bringing true change, eventually the cork's going to pop and things are going to go haywire. I think that's where we are right now. I want you to take these things to prayer, and I hope that that heart of God takes hold of you and you begin pressing Him. And let's get fervent about pursuing God and what He wants to do in this hour, and what our place and what our part is to play in His plan. God bless, and we will talk again soon. Bye-bye.